Now, let's go back to working with our volunteer. We're going to ask if she's ready to work. We have a grouping here of several words: ready, willing, able, worthy, certain. This first group, it's very important to do each one of them. On some of the other groups, because they're grouped in groups, you can just say, is this package clear? But this one, we absolutely need to address each issue. So let's start with, for healing, is she ready? Yes. If a person tests out not to be ready, then they're not ready, and it's not going to be effective to try to heal the issue if they're not ready. It's not divine timing. So if you get no, they're not ready, respect that and say, okay. You might do more detective work and say, is it wise for me to work on this again next week? No. Is it wise for me to work on this next month? Yes. That way you know that it was just timing, it's not right. You can also say, on some people, quite honestly, I've asked, is it wise for me to work on this for them in this lifetime? I get no. So it depends on their level of consciousness. If you get no, that they're not ready, the only other thing you can do is give them more spiritual awareness from the angels and ask that they get a greater understanding and some additional help in moving forward at a more rapid pace. But again, each of us does it in our own time and in our own way. Respect that. Next one is willing. Is she willing to heal? Yes. If the person is saying they want to heal and they're ready and willing comes out no, this is another one that you just take into the oneness with the angels and ask them to make the divine light correction. The next one is she able to heal this? I'm getting a no. Most of the time we do get a no to this one. The reason is if she were able to heal it, being the evolved spiritual being that she is, she would have done it. It wouldn't be this issue that's bugging her over a long period of time and she works and works on it and it doesn't happen. So you can figure most of the time you're going to get no to able when you're working with a person that's of that level of consciousness. Now, this word able is the only exception where I don't address it immediately. So put that in your memory bank that she tested no on able. We'll continue through the rest of them, and then we're going to come back. That's the final thing to clear. The next one is worthy. Does she feel worthy to heal? I get no. Worthiness is an issue of a misperception. We are magnificent spiritual beings. We are always worthy to heal and move forward. So this is a very easy one. You take it into the oneness. You ask for cleansing and healing, and for the angels to instill a strong sense of worthiness on all levels of her being. They're doing that now. That's complete. The next question is certain. Is it certain? I'm getting no to this. When I get no to this, it means there's some outstanding karmic type issues, meaning cause and effect. She's still got some issues where on the playground of life, she's still playing the game of attack and counterattack. Someone bopped her on the head, and she bopped them on the head, and then they punched her in the stomach, and she punched them in the stomach, and that's still going on. So we need to bring that to a stop. Now, she's tested out as ready to heal this. So that means she's done the work, and the karma is ready to be released and healed. I'm asking again with the others that were involved in her karmic issue, are they ready to be healed? And I get no. So that's the ones that were separated out from the group. And they're going to be out on the playground of life, punching each other in the stomach, bopping each other on the head, until they get ready to stop it. That's just the way it is. It's the experience they've chosen. They're not fed up with that yet, so they're going to keep experiencing it. So for her, she's ready. So what do we do about it? We're all one. And I'm asking if, as a oneness, because of our work and our level of consciousness in the oneness, we can reach down a hand and lift her up. She's proven that she's climbing up that mountain. She's extending her hand out. She's, I'm almost there. I can see it. So let's just extend the hand of grace down to her and pull her up. We'll do that now. Okay. I get that now she's certain. We can't be certain about healing if we haven't finished the playground activities. We have to bandage up all those wounds, cuts, and scrapes. Then we can be certain.